Here's another incoming call from Ohio. Hello?
Hey, this is Roy.
Yes?
Oh, yeah, I'm in the parking lot with the gray Camry. You put a note on my car.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry about that. It was an accident.
So is it just when you open the door, you hit the side, or what?
No, I'm one of those sign spinners. You know, like I spin a sign over on the corner, the cash for gold.
Yeah.
And I was spinning my sign next to your car, and your car was too close to me, so my sign kept hitting it every time I spun it around.
The sign?
Yeah, yeah. I had a big wooden sign in my hand, and I was spinning it around and doing flips and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, and my sign, okay. Your car was really close to my sign, so my sign kept hitting your car over and over.
Oh, so it's a wooden sign. It's on the side of the car. Where does it spin?
I was spinning it all over the back of your car, all over the trunk.
Oh.
Because you were too close. You're parked too close to where I was spinning my sign behind your car.
Yeah, so it's like, was it hitting the back part? Or
yeah.
Where was it hitting?
Yeah, the back part. I hit the back part about 300 times because I was spinning it really fast. So I kept hitting it over and over and over and over. Over and over and over and over.
It's completely in the rear, or
yeah. I walked next to your car, and went to the front for a while.
Oh, you were walking. It's in your hand. It was in your hand.
Yeah, it was in my hand, and I walked around. I walked next to your car, and I kept spinning, and I kept hitting the side of the car as I walked to the front, and then I started hitting the hood.
Oh, you cannot. I mean, when it's in your hand, you cannot just stop the spinning. No.
Oh no! I'm a true artist when it comes to sign spinning, and I don't just stop. Because they're paying me to spin the sign. If I don't spin the sign, it's like I'm stealing from them.
Well, I see now that it's on the right. It's all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. I kept hitting it over and over and over.
What do we do about this?
I don't know. Maybe don't park your car so close to where I'm getting ready to walk around and spin my sign. I always.
What do you mean? I'm parked perfectly in the middle of the lot.
Well, yeah, but I always walk. I always.
You are close to the line. Maybe we should learn how to park.
But I always around that area and spin my sign.
Well, if you want to walk around, you should be parking somewhere in the corner. Then
you should park somewhere else because that's where I spin my sign. So it's not my fault. It's your fault. You hurt my sign. You dinged my sign.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So you do this every day? You're hitting somebody's car every day, is that right?
No, I don't hit people's car on purpose. You were just parked in a dumb place. But I work for the Cash for Gold place, and I was just spinning their sign, that's all.
What department, what college? You're a student in what college?
Oh, no, I'm not a student. I'm a sign spinner. I work at the Cash for Gold place. This is my, that's just where I work.
Yeah, but why you are in a parking lot at University of Akron?
Because, I don't know, that's where my dealer lives. That's where we meet.
Your dealer lives at University of Akron?
Well, he deals back there. That's where we meet. Because, there's never any cops back there. We always meet back there, like right in that spot.
Yeah, so basically you go around and do this, and then any car gets damaged, it gets damaged. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, because it was too close to me when I was walking by to go see my dealer.
Yeah, but the car is parked and you're walking, so who is moving, car or you?
Well, I was, and my sign was moving too. I was spinning it really fast.
Yeah, so then it should start spinning. When you're walking between the cars, it should not be spinning.
Well, no, that's like stealing from my employer. That's like stealing from the Cash for Gold people.
Where is this company, Cash for Gold?
Oh, it's over, by the highway.
By the highway? What's the name of the guy who gave you this job?
It's Eddie.
Eddie?
Big Eddie.
What's the location?
But it's not his fault. It's your fault.
Well, it's your fault. You're walking in between the parked cars and then spinning it, and you're telling me I parked at the dumb place. What bullshit is that?
Well, because you did. Because
it's my job here. I'm a professor in chemistry. I park here every day.
But that's where I spin my sign.
You hit my car and then I got scratches. You put a note, that's okay. But then you're telling me that I parked at the dumb place? How dumb is that?
Well, maybe you should just park somewhere else when I'm walking by, spinning my sign.
Oh, yeah. Then somebody else will be parking in this spot. You're walking. So you're walking and then I park when you're walking? Or I park the car and then you walked around it?
Well, I can't help it. I had to get around it.
Why you had to walk here in the parking lot here?
Because I'm advertising cash for gold.
You advertise. You don't walk in between the cars in the parking lot.
I do. That's how I work. That's how I advertise. That's how people see.
Yeah, but then you make sure that you don't damage anybody's cars.
Well, I'm new at this.
You should say sorry. You shouldn't tell me I'm dumb to park in my parking lot because I work here for 20 years.
Oh,
you know
okay.
what I mean? You should apologize. You should say sorry when I call you. You understand that?
Okay, well, I'm sorry that you don't understand that it's your fault.
Okay, yeah, that's the way to do it, okay? I mean, it's okay, you know, I accept your sorry and apologies, but you're not going to tell me that I parked the dumb place and my car is here every day and you walk around and hit my car like that, okay?
Well, come on.
Next time, don't do this to anybody. Roy, understand that?
And anyway, my cash
and
for gold...
If this happens to other people, I don't care about any bullshit cash for gold and all that, okay? This is University of Akron. I am an employee here. I'm working here 20 years. I park here every day, okay?
But your car broke my sign, my cash for gold sign. So I need you to pay for some paint.
Oh, I see. Oh, you come here, I put it to a university lawyer, and I send a notice to your lawyer, and you pay for my damage on the side of the car.
I just need a little bit of touch-up paint. That's all.